We're back to our series on Out of Egypt for the next, well, for a while. It may change our topic, but we're going to be running the same line as we go through here. And we have just, as we come to this point, are on the opposite side, or on the victory side of the Red Sea. The last message we had to do with, of course, with the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea and getting on the other side and the drowning of the Egyptians. And so now we're on the other side. And here it is, we see the first song on record. Not on CD, the first song on record. And it's a song of salvation that Moses leads, and it's all Israel then joins in here. And toward the end of his life, Moses sings again. But this time it's a solo song, and he dies shortly thereafter. And ever since this song of salvation, singing has been a way of rejoicing with God and will be forevermore. You know, that's why singing is a part of what we do here and is a part of the service, is because it is a way of expressing the joy and that is we have. And, you know, there are some sentimental songs today that catch our attention. Now, I like that little game sometimes that spouses play with each other, you know. That usually it's the wife, because she's the one that remembers all the details, and the husband, you know, he was so in love, he just forgot everything that was going on. And so he'll say, where were we when we had our first kiss, you know, or what was the song that was playing on the radio? You know, what would be our song? All that kind of stuff. I can't answer any of those questions myself, but maybe some of you can. But usually there's somewhere along the line, you got a piece of music or something that's associated with you, and you think about it, and it becomes very endearing to you. But such is also the singings and the songs that we sing together, that we all probably have a song, a worship song, that is more meaningful to us than any other, that when we just love singing that song because what it says to us. And sometimes we tap our toes, and sometimes we move more of our bodies as we go to the beat, and that's all right. That's all right, you know. The music is doing that to you when you're worshiping together. If your expression wants to be that you want to raise your hands, or if you want to weave back and forth, or that's all right. You know, but there are some beats, of course, today that are more worldly and not as spiritual as the dance that we'll probably do someday in the kingdom. Sometimes people ask me about this important question. It's a very important Christian social question about, can Christians dance? My answer to that is, well, some can, some can't. You know, but there'll be a day when we won't feel so encumbered. I don't know where we got some of the things that we have and some of the ways and styles that we have depicted as the proper way, but we won't be as encumbered someday. I guarantee you that when we rejoice together in the kingdom. But salvation and songs are like Siamese twins that go together, and so Moses was. And so we want to look first at Moses' song. There we go. The song of redemption is the first thing that we see here. You know, his song was what? His song was, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It's the only song of salvation. It's only found in one key. And all who truly make it into the kingdom will have sung that same song and in the same key. You know, there'll be no variations. There'll be no alternate arrangements. Revelation 1:5 says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. It's the song of redemption, the song of the redeemed, a song of victory. No, they looked back and they saw their enemies buried, just as our sins are buried in the deepest sea. No, or if well, one washed ashore and he was dead, he was a reminder of all that they had been saved from. Now we are given victory over sin, which pursues us like those bloodthirsty Egyptians pursued the Israelites. And going with that That is the victory that we eventually will have over death and the grave. If we claim Christ, we'll be able to claim that victory also. A victory, and even today we can claim a victory over this world and its addictions. But 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The victory that we can have, and every day of victory, a victorious lifestyle that we can live. A third thing we see here is it is a song of praise. This song was sung unto the Lord. It was not as a public exhibition of skill or talent. It was a pouring forth of thankfulness. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing to have musical ability. I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to play instruments and to sing the songs and lead the worship and sing on key. But the important songs are the songs that are sung from the heart. Whether you find the right key and find the right melody, if you're singing the song from the heart, that's the most beautiful one. I know I've told you this story before. Some of you remember it. But it still touches me to this day. I was a teenager when this happened. A little country church that I grew up in. We was having a service, and I don't know, it might have been a Thanksgiving service. I don't know what it was exactly. Various people were doing special. The part of that congregation was an elderly couple. He had been a pastor of another church for a number of years. He, for some reason, he and his wife decided that Ripley would be a great place to retire in. That's really wasn't the place that I'm thinking about retiring in, but they did. I learned some personal things from him because he took some interest in me when he realized that I'd probably be going into ministry, and he taught me some beautiful things. He was always about town, visiting with people, and they'd be working, and he would say, you know, he'd go up to shake their hand, and they'd say, "Oh, my hand's dirty." And he says, "It's not the dirt on the outside that we need to worry about." He'd grab a hold of their hand and he'd shake it. And you know, that was a lesson that stuck with me, and I never shied away from anybody who was working with it, whether they had oil in their hands or grease or dirt of any type. I grabbed right a hold of that hand just as firmly as any, because he was right. It was good. But let me take you to Miss Lodge. That was her name. We was having that Thanksgiving service. She's probably well up in the years. She there on the spot decided she was going to sing. She got up and she sang a cappella. She couldn't quite reach all the notes that probably she once could. And her voice cracked as she sang the song. But it was the prettiest, most sincere solo I'd heard. There are many other people in that congregation that were gifted as far as music was concerned. But her song touched me. You see, it's the song and the melody of the heart that brings the song of praise up to us. God alone deserves the praise and the glory for everything. And here in this situation, he got it. And at least at first, he was receiving it. It's also, we see that it's a song of testimony. Notice here in this verse, Exodus 15:2, when it talks about a part of this song, it says, "The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation for my Father's God." Habitation. "My Father's God and I will exalt him." But notice here the "my's" in this verse. My strength. My salvation, my God, my Father's God. Notice it was something that was a personal testimony. It's about a personal relationship with God. You know, it's just not my mother's Bible or my daddy's Jesus or even Moses' song. It's not the God of our fathers. He's my God. And He's my story. And He's my salvation. He's in my heart. It's my experience that I have to tell about. Fifthly, there was a song of dedication. Again, in verse 2, it said this, "And I will prepare him an habitation." A habitation. This is only natural. If God has taken us in the least that we can do, then is to give Him a home in our hearts. And notice Ephesians 2:22, "In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." 2 Corinthians 6:16, "For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." John 14:23, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Now, we need to invite him in to sit on the throne of our heart. Now, a sixth thing here is that it's a united song. Surely, up to this point, there had been plenty of bickering and fighting that had gone on. You remember some of the story and the background when we pointed out some of the things, you know. Look, Moses, what you've done to us. Did you bring us out here to get killed? Look at how the way that they're making us make more bricks, and they're taking away this and that. Now we're working harder, and we're out here now, we're dying. And so there have been plenty of that going on. I suppose they asked lots of questions as they went along. Why do we have to kill this lamb? Why do we have to put the blood on the doorpost? What are you trying to make us do, Moses? But it's amazing how a great tragedy and a great triumph both have the power to unite us. And that's what's truly important, isn't it? This week, a few of us were talking back to the very beginnings of this group. We came into this building in September, last part of August and first part of September, and we started painting the walls. They were all black. The ceiling was all yellow from the cigarette smoke and stuff. The walls were all black in here. We painted, trying to lighten this up and make it look better. And we finally got back here and in this one classroom back here now. It was, of course, out in the open at that point. There was this mural on the wall. What's that mural on the wall? Well, none of us knew exactly for sure, but I said, I think that's probably that bridge that they have in New York City. That's what I kind of reckon. So we went and had our first service on September the 9th. On September 11th, we knew what that mural was about. We still kept it. It's still in that room. It still has a picture of the Twin Towers. Do you remember what a tragedy it was? But for a while, how united this country, everybody, sometimes out of tragedy, of course, comes this great triumph of the power that unites us. And they all sang in unison. You know, that's better than the Coke commercial with all the candles, and certainly much better than We Are the World. But saved by the same blood of the same Lamb, sanctified by the same Spirit, singing the same. But perhaps this thing you don't know, or perhaps are forgotten. Maybe never got back there. A lot of people shy away from this book, and so they don't know about this. But right now, we cannot bear the thought, of course, of someone very special to us who may have died. We've all experienced it to some degree. But someday God will wipe away all the tears from our eyes and comfort us with the holiness and the justice of God. The destruction of the wicked will not hinder the song of the saved. The rushing together of the waves of the judgment will send us deep and solemn hallelujah. Revelation 15 tells us that there will be a song for eternity. Revelation 15:3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. And the song of the Lamb sang, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. What a song. What a song. We too will sing louder and longer, a new song with a fresher and fuller meaning than ever before. And it will ring to the highest heaven and down to the ages, and it'll be gathering power and sweetness, and though we'll spend all eternity trying, we'll never quite satisfy our heart's need to praise Him who is worthy of all the praise. All the songs that they sang on that side of the Red Sea, it was beautiful, it was magnificent. All the song was sang. We step over into the kingdom. What a rejoicing. What a loving thing. Can't even imagine what all the words of praise will be. But I hope we're all there to sing together.